Yes, I did.
Gary in the house!
Yes, yeah.
Hey, whoa!
My name is Doug Osborne. I'm with the Sitka Cycling Club. We are at the exit of 907, which is a bikes-only single-track trail that comes off the cross trail.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for coming. Welcome. If I can have your attention, we're all just going to kind of gather here, but like about 6 feet apart. So me and Amy are a good example of about 6 feet. So I want to start by recognizing that this is city land, but it's really Tlingit-Ani, Tlingit land. Tlingit people have been here for over 10,000 years, and in that time been excellent stewards of this place. So we want to say gunashtish for taking care of the beautiful forest that we're in now. So we're here to celebrate, we're here to thank everybody, and we're here to plot our next trail.
I'm Amy Voles. I've lived in Sitka now for nearly 4 years, but in Southeast Alaska for nearly 20. I've done a fair bit of riding down south on single track and very much enjoyed it, and have always wondered when is it going to become that place. So I think this is just the beginning. We made the decision on March 7th. We started working shortly thereafter, and we were done well before our self-imposed deadline of June 1st. I'm going to say like 5 or 6 days before that. Well, I think that the pandemic was actually a benefit in this case, that young people had a much more flexible schedule to come out and lend some muscle power.
I'm Kobe Weiland, junior in high school. Like, I started doing school at home, and I'd finish school and like have nothing to do, and you can't hang out with friends really, so I'd come up here and work on the trail, which was nice. I'm really excited that it's mountain biking's finally come to Sitka, and that's just the beginning, his first trail. It's like, yay!
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hi, my name is KK Prussian, and I'm a resident here of Sitka, and I love to bike. When I think about like getting through the last couple months and just how challenging these times have been, one thing that had progress every week was this trail. And it was a true sign of like, yeah, people come together, have some small things to work on, you can see progress through time. So it's definitely a true sign of that. I love being out in the forest, and I love it's almost a meditation trying to figure your way through a single track trail. And it's a good strength endurance exercise too. It takes good energy to climb some of those rock ramps and also stay on the path and not run into trees. And yeah, it's a good peace of mind.
Here goes nothing.
With that in mind, I decided to give the trail a try myself. And I have to say, the tight turns and steep inclines aren't for the faint of heart.
Whew. Up we go. I think my bike might need a little bit of maintenance. Just look at you in shape.
I'll have to practice before I can do it straight through. But I keep telling myself, if a 10-year-old can do it, so can I. She told me, you just have to keep pedaling. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Erin McKinstry.